Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my first guest as an actor from Revolutionary Road, Nocturnal Animals, and The Shape of Water. He now stars as George Jones in George and Tammy.
How y'all doing tonight, huh?
Yeah!
That's good. I'm feeling pretty happy myself. Thanks, Fred.
Welcome back to The Late Show, Michael Shannon. Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
How are you? You look very dapper this evening.
Yeah, thanks. That's
very nice. Thank you.
It's a British suit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, set Savile Row.
How distingue.
Thank you very much. Exactly.
The George Jones, musical icon, you grew up in Kentucky, which I didn't know.
Right.
I always think of you as a Chicago guy, but
right.
From how old were you when you left Kentucky?
Well, my father lived in Chicago, so I would go back and forth. My mom's still down in Lexington, which is where I grew up mostly when I was a little boy.
Did you listen to a lot of country music? Like, were you aware of George Jones as a kid?
Not a stitch. No, I didn't listen to him.
No. Like, did you know Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms? Even though that really wasn't a hit of his, but...
I didn't really know his music. When I saw a picture of him, I vaguely remembered him as somebody I would see on Hee Haw. Occasionally.
Oh,
I
sure.
used to watch that show, Hee Haw.
Oh, sure. Clang, clackety clang, clackety clang, clackety clang, 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 clang.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Buck.
Yeah, yep. Minnie Pearl and all that. But
sure.
we would put that on the TV sometimes. But my mom didn't really have any records in the house, so the only time I ever heard music was on TV. Yeah.
This is, you're reunited with Jessica Chastain here.
Yeah.
You last performed together in 2011. I'm sorry, what was the film you guys did together?
Take Shelter.
Take Shelter.
Yes,
and now, so the two of you, you're playing, you know, George and Tammy, and is it intimidating to, like, have to go there and inhabit these giants?
Oh, dear, yes, very intimidating. you know, they're royalty in country music, you know, and I felt a little bit self-conscious about it. I'm not necessarily sure I resemble George Jones so much, but I didn't resemble Elvis, and I played him, so...
Which is a better icon to play, George Jones or Elvis, by the way?
You know, I just came to love the stuffing out of both of them, I have to say. I mean, when you do the research and you listen to the interviews and read all the books, they were both just really sweet, sweet men that were kind of... Their life was like a tsunami that just rolled over them. They got a little overwhelmed by it sometimes. But
the fame and the attention,
the fame
and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, the demands of... of the life, and you know, I think George, as much as he loved singing, wished that perhaps, even if he wasn't one of the greatest singers in the world, that maybe he would still be able to receive, you know, some kind of love. I don't want to get too pop psychology 101 about it, but yeah.
Did you talk to people who were close to George, like get some sense?
Well, you know, the show is somewhat based on a book that Georgette Jones wrote. She's the only child that George and Tammy had together. So she was around. Mm-hmm. And also a lovely fella named Peanut Montgomery, who...
That's a good name.
Yeah, and played guitar with George and wrote songs for George and basically was probably one of his best friends and Peanut's wife, Charlene. Yeah, we spent a lot of time together. Yeah.
Well, speaking of musical icons, one of your co-stars in Amsterdam, another film of yours, is Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And she's enjoying yet another wonderful moment. And that movie came out last month. You have two daughters, correct?
I do.
And yes. So answer carefully here. Yeah. Are you a Swiftie? Are you a fan of Taylor Swift?
Oh boy, yeah, I'm more of a jazz guy. I mean, I'm just gonna.
They're gonna see this. They're gonna see this, Michael.
I can't help myself. No, well, it's funny because.
I hope you said that to Taylor Swift the first day of shooting. I'm more of a jazz guy.
I'm more of a jazz guy, but yeah. Nice to see you. No, my daughter Sylvie. Actually, she asked if she could go to the premiere of Amsterdam, which she doesn't typically ask if she can go to the premiere. And I thought, wow, she's really starting to show an interest in what I do.
Dad's work.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
She finally gets it.
This could probably be, it's kind of an educational movie, so sure, why not? You know, from a history standpoint. And then I said, sure, honey, you can come and bring some friends. And she says, is Taylor Swift going to be there? And I said, well, I imagine. She would be there. I mean, she's in the movie. But unfortunately, she wasn't able to attend for whatever reason. So, but my daughter still went with her friends. I think they had a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the people can't get tickets.
No.
Big thing is that the Ticketmaster site crashed. People couldn't get tickets to Taylor's tour.
Oh, no.
But maybe you could actually get your daughters, get back in their good graces. If you could reach out to Taylor, we could do it right now. Taylor, if you're watching,
please.
His two daughters need tickets to your tour. And since he didn't show up to the premiere, I think the least she could do for you, since she embarrassed you in front of your daughters.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, do me a solid.
Yeah, save a family.
Yeah.
Save a family here.
Exactly.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Mr. Michael Shannon, everybody.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
It's the star of the new movie, George and Tammy, Michael Shannon. You've been in bands of your own, I understand.
I've dabbled in it.
Do it? Are you going to do any plans to get the gang back together and go back on tour?
Well, my band, Corporal, we haven't played in a while. But
the band is called Corporal?
Yeah, this band, we started up about 10 years ago or so. But as of late, I've been mostly playing shows where I pick a record and just cover the whole record back to front.
So, oh, wow. Do you at a bar or something? What do you do?
Yeah, you know, those shady bars. Yeah, yeah.
The Old Town Ale House? That's
yeah. Oh, hey, bullseye. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's a little inside joke.
it's around the corner
Old
joke.
Town Ale House. Yeah, I'll see you there. We did Highway 61 Revisited, the Dylan album. We did that once.
Sure.
I memorized Desolation Row. The whole dang thing.
One of the greatest lines in any song, which is God said to Abraham,
kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on.
God said no.
God said no. Abe said what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Yeah.
That's excellent. That's Thank it.
You. That's how I sang it.
So what's the next thing you're going to do? We got a new album? You got an album you're going to think about covering?
Well, my buddy Jason in Chicago, he called me up the other day and he said, are you coming over the holidays? We should do a show. And I was like, maybe. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? And I said, well, how about the Modern Lovers? I don't know if anybody here knows the Modern Lovers.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
What year are we talking Modern Lovers?
That first record, the one that just says Modern Lovers on it.
76?
Yeah.
Okay, like, not Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers, which is also 76.
Now you're trying to trip me up.
So Roadrunner,
Astral Plane, yeah. Dignified and Old.
Wow.
Yeah, Pablo Picasso.
He's no ass.
He's no a-hole. Yeah.
Now you're tackling a new challenge. You're directing your. Is this your first movie you're directing?
I directed a movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the movie?
The name. Thank you. The name of the film is Jaws.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hear good things.
No, I'm kidding. The name of the film is called Eric LaRue.
Yes, Eric sir. LaRue. Okay. And the what is it about being on the other side of the camera that appealed to you? Why'd you want to do that?
Well, actually, for a long time, I kind of dreaded it. Whenever I'd go to work, I'd look at the director and just look like a nightmare. Yeah, all the stuff they had to deal with. And people would say, when are you going to do this? And I said, never. I'm never going to do that. And then I read this script, and it was this weird thing where I could just see it so vividly in my mind that I couldn't imagine not doing it. And my friend who wrote it, originally, he just wanted to hear, like, my opinion or do you think this is good? And as soon as I read it, he said, well, what do you think? And I said, I want to direct it. He said, oh, okay, good. So, yeah, I don't know. It was kind of like a mystical type thing.
As an actor, what did you... When you know, as an actor in something, what kind of director do you want? Like, what do you want a director to do for you or do with you?
Well, I mean, the way I look at it is most of the time when an actor goes to work, they're scared out of their mind because it's, like, terrifying to do. You just think, oh, I'm not going to get it right or I don't know what I'm doing or whatever. And so the way I approached it was just to try and create a real safe atmosphere where people felt like they could try anything and there were no right answers, there's no right way to do it, and let's just keep exploring. And even though we didn't have a big budget, I was able to have enough time where we weren't rushing. And I don't know. I was just always trying to have something to say that I felt would be helpful. Because a lot of times, honestly, the directors don't say much at all.
Is that okay with you, or do you want them to say something?
Well, when you're as good as me, you don't really need much guidance. But other That's people, yeah,
yeah. Weak people.
Yeah, weak people, exactly.
Well, Michael, it's so lovely to see you. Thanks
nice
for
to
being
see you,
here.
Steven.
George and Tammy premieres December 4th on Showtime. Michael Shannon, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to the Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.